Yes, hi, good afternoon. My name is Rick. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. This number was chosen at random and your individual answers are entirely confidential. May I please have a couple of minutes of your time so I can conduct the survey?
It depends what survey is about.
Okay. Let me see here, sir. Let me see. Are you, Mr. I have right here, Mr. Pranita?
No, I'm not.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes.
Okay. Ask Hispanic, do you consider yourself Mexican, Mexican-American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican?
Dominican.
Okay. And sir, what is your race? White, black, African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
African-American.
I'm sorry?
African-American.
Okay. And sir, what is the highest level of school you completed or the highest degree you have received?
College.
College?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you registered to vote in Ohio, or like many people, are you not registered yet?
Yeah, I'm registered.
Okay. And as you may know, sir, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, local offices in Columbus, like mayor and city council, and local levies. How likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or you will definitely not vote?
I will certainly vote. Yeah, I will.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I will. I will certainly vote.
You most certainly vote, okay. And thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, sir, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed right now?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay. And below is a list of issues. Please select three that are most important to you, sir. Healthcare, racial inequity, education, housing, city budget and spending, legalizing marijuana, access to abortion, criminal justice reform, property taxes, jobs economy, transportation, crime or violence. Which one of these three are the most important to you, sir?
All right, so one would be access to abortion. The second one would be healthcare. And the third one would be crime and inequalities.
Okay. All right, sir. And now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel, sir. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people or groups, please indicate, okay? The first one, the Columbus City Council.
Columbus City Council, I would say about 5.
All right. And what about Mr. Luis Gill?
3.
All right. Emmanuel Remy?
What was the name?
Emmanuel Remy?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, it's about 7.
Okay. Melissa Green?
Six.
Nick Bankston?
7.
The Columbus Police?
4.
Nancy De Ocker?
5.
Farhan JT?
5.
Shannon Harden.
6.
And Chris Witch.
5.
Andrew Ginther.
7.
And Mr. Zach Klein.
6.
Okay, sir. In 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9, and requiring them to live in 9 distinct areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? I would rather elect new people to City Council so the Council can go in a new direction. I would rather re-elect City Council so they continue the work they have been doing.
I would say the first one.
Okay, sir. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankston or Farhan Jetty?
The Farhan.
I'm sorry?
Farhan, yes.
Okay. And if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Day Ockhauer or Luis Gill?
Luis Gill.
All right. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
Emmanuel Remy. Emmanuel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, sir, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for City Council. Rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for City Council. A 5 means that the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate. And a 0 means you are much less likely to vote for the candidate for City Council in November 2023. First one, Emmanuel Remy is a Columbus City Council member who serves as the chair of the Public Safety and Environment Committee. Under Remy's direction, the city has installed more sidewalks around schools, cleaned up illegal dumping throughout the city, and created new jobs. During his time in City Council, the council has passed gun control, invested tens of millions in youth programming, and invested over $1 million in gun violence prevention programming. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for re-election to continue to focus on making Columbus a safer and cleaner city for all families. How would you rate the statement, sir?
I would say number 7.
Okay. And Adrian Hood is a retired Air Force Master Sergeant, grandmother, and advocate for the black community. A Columbus native who was raised in Linden, Hood has dedicated her life to public service since her son was shot and killed by Columbus police in 2016. Hood has advocated for policy to end police brutality and reduce gun violence. She is now running for City Council to create the changes we need in our city and protect everyone, regardless of their zip code. How would you rate this statement, sir?
Question number 8.
Number 8. Okay. And sometimes in service like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
Or Emmanuel.
Okay. Next, sir, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for Columbus City Council. Rate each statement on a 0 from 10, where 10 means that the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for City Council, and 5 means that the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the city for the candidate, and 0 means you are much less likely to vote for the candidate for City Council in November 2023. Luis Gill is a Columbus resident and Venezuelan immigrant with experience as a small business owner. Since moving to Columbus a decade ago, Luis has been dedicated Luis is a dedicated member of the community, visiting civic associations and community groups across the city and listening to the personal struggles, frustrations, and suggestions of Columbus residents. As the endorsed Republican, Luis is running for City Council to give a voice to those in Columbus who have been denied representation. How would you rate this, sir?
I would rate number 6.
Number 6? Okay. And Nancy Day Ockauer is a community leader. She has spent the last decade advocating for underserved neighborhoods and addressing human services needs to the west side of Columbus by collaborating with other community stakeholders to launch programs addressing food insecurity, senior services, and addiction prevention education. Nancy is the endorsed Democrat running to make neighborhoods safer, improve access to housing and healthcare, and to advocate for marginalized communities. How would you rate that, sir?
Number 7.
Okay. And sometimes in service like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Day Ockauer or Luis Hiero?
I would say Nancy
Day Ockauer? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Next, we're almost done here, sir. Just a couple more questions. I'm going to read you some statements that people might ask about candidates running for city council. Rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for city council. A 5 means that statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate. And a 0 means you are much less likely to vote for the candidate for city council in November 2023. Farhan Jetty came to the Columbus, which is a family as a Somalian refugee, and has made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no set resources and little ability to speak English as he pursued the American dream. Jetty has spent his career as an entrepreneur, building successful businesses and serving a vice president of the Somali American Chamber of Commerce. He is running for the city council to better represent our diverse city and rebuild trust between police and the community. How would you rate this statement, sir?
I would say five.
Okay. And next is Nick Benson. Nick Bankston is a Columbus City Council member and graduate of Columbus East High School, who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness and provide drug, alcohol, and mental health services to our community. Bankston understands the need to address public safety through investments in neighborhoods, which is why he facilitated $100 million in investments in Linden and Hilltop communities. As an endorsed Democrat, he's running for re-election to continue creating a safe and more equitable city for all its residents. How would you rate this, sir?
Yeah, number 7.
Okay, sir. And sometimes in service like this, people change their minds and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankston or Farhan Jetty?
Farhan Jetty.
Okay, sir. Which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? Candidate A. To make Columbus safer, we should get tougher on crime and invest in more police to lock up people who are committing crimes and enforce stricter penalties to keep them off the street. Or Candidate B. To make Columbus safer, we should get smarter on crime by investing in services to prevent the root cause of crime, such as affordable housing, jobs, mental health care, and drug addiction counseling.
Oh, sir. Candidate B.
Okay. Okay, sir. Next, I'm going to read you some information about actions that Columbus City Council has taken in the last couple of years. Please rate each action on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the action makes you feel much more favorable towards the council, 5 means that you feel neutral, and 0 means that the action makes you feel much less favorable towards the council. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel, sir. The Columbus City Council passed legislation that reduces penalties for marijuana and paraphernalia possession while funding a record-selling program. Under the legislation, an arrest or conviction for a minor misdemeanor violation does not constitute a criminal record. How would you rate that, sir?
Can you read one more time, please?
Sir? Hello? Would you like me to repeat it?
Yes, please read one more time. That's what I meant, yeah.
Sure, not a problem, sir. The Columbus City Council passed legislation that reduces penalties for marijuana and paraphernalia possession while funding a record-selling program. Under the legislation, an arrest or conviction for a minor misdemeanor violation does not constitute a criminal record.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Please rate each action on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the action makes you feel much more favorable towards the council, 5 means that you feel neutral, and 0 means that the action...